So over the past 20 years, there's definitely been a shift to better use of assessment data to inform student performance related to acquisition of standards, effectiveness of schools, and effectiveness of educators. A most notable change, though, is the shift to a mandatory practice of academic proficiency assessment. Essentially, this is measuring knowledge and skills aligned to grade level standards. Looking at the basic tenets of this practice, it does sort of make reasonable sense that we would measure mastery of content standards based on exposure to curriculum at grade level. So what I mean by that is, fourth grade students who are exposed to fourth grade curriculum all year long are then at the end of a school year assessed on their exposure and experience with that fourth grade curriculum to know if they've mastered that content and if they're ready to kind of move on to the next level. Well, where the system has some flaws is that it really only accounts for a student's grade level. It does not necessarily account for what students may be ready for above grade level or below grade level. While students in the middle of a bell curve might be fairly well served by this kind of construct, it's those that are ready to learn well above or well below that are not very well aligned to these tests. And sometimes this can cause a mismeasurement of the effectiveness of instruction. So if kids are in the classroom, but they already know all of this information, it's really difficult for us to understand if that instruction was effective for them because the content is something they likely have already mastered.